This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and we still have, look, we have a lot to get to in this final hour. I'm going to predict the rise of a horrible dictator here in America. We have working from home, remember the warnings I've been giving you, we have emails I haven't touched yet, and much more. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, all are welcome to the show. But just back to this Black Lives Matter thing real quickly. All these corporations, oftentimes publicly traded corporations, decided to take money and give it to a vile, violent, racist group of street communists named Black Lives Matter. Where'd that money go? Oh, I'm glad you asked. You see, the baby daddy, they're calling him, father of co-founder Patrice Cullors, apparently he's called a baby daddy now, he was paid $970,000. Oh, wait, you thought that was all? Oh, it gets way better. Patrice Cullors' brother, Paul, he is not a policeman or anything like that, but Paul was paid more than $840,000 to provide what? Security services for the foundation. They said they couldn't hire any cops or former cops to do this because they're so anti-cop. Very, very interesting, of course. Shemaliah Bowers, she's BLM's board secretary, mind you. I'm sure I'm saying her name wrong, so be it. She was the deputy executive director as well, and she, her firm, I should say, was paid more than $2.1 million for providing the organization with operational support. Patrice Cullors at one point was paid $120,000 for consulting fees. Oh, I can't help it. I'm loving this. And this is probably my favorite part. Patrice Cullors ended up reimbursing Black Lives Matter $73,823. Now, what was that for? Why would Patrice Cullors end up reimbursing them? Well, you see, Black Lives Matter, shockingly, got in trouble because they're swindling all of you, swindled everybody for every dime they've got. Patrice Cullors and the rest of them know there are investigations coming now, and so she quickly wrote a check for $73,000 back to this charity, I believe we're still calling it. It was for a what? A charter flight. I'm sorry, I love this. It just, it makes it all way too perfect. While Black Lives Matter was burning down American cities with the help of Antifa, while innocent black people in poor neighborhoods were dying and still are dying in droves. Remember, we have records for murder in city after city after city that defunded the police across America. While all this was taking place, the founder of Black Lives Matter was sitting on a private jet somewhere, paid for with the corporate donations of a company you may be an investor in. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I would strongly suggest you seek out a lawyer, but I will tell you this. If you have a publicly traded company you're invested in and the board chooses to, take company funds that could be used for advertising, product, labor, anything like that, and instead take those funds and hand those funds to a communist street group where the owner then hops on a private jet, they have a fiduciary duty to you, the shareholder, and I would get a lawyer and I would sue the board. Might want to check out your investments tonight while you got a couple minutes. I wouldn't recommend looking at the bottom line at this point in time, but I would recommend checking that out. All right, we're going to get to emails, then we have to get to working from home and what I've been warning you about, and then why we should burn down America's university system and a terrible tyrant. That's a lot to unpack, so we have to do this part really, really quickly, and I take no pleasure in this. Turns out Russia, obviously nobody's rooting for Russia anymore, not that we ever have, but it turns out Russia has been dealt a blow I'm not sure they're going to be able to recover from. After a lot of argument about it, it has finally been decided McDonald's is leaving Russia for good. You know, Chris, we've never been in a war with a country that had a McDonald's. That is a fact. That's a historical fact. Yes, Chris, it's a fact. And I'll tell you another quick thought about McDonald's. Overseas, they're phenomenal. Now, hold on. I want to clarify for everybody. Overseas McDonald's are not like American McDonald's. You see, America, we have allowed a bunch of major corporations to destroy our food system, and therefore our food is more unhealthy than everyone else's food. When I say overseas McDonald's are phenomenal, I will tell you a top five cheeseburger I've ever had in my life was in Tokyo, Japan. And this is not just me. I need to clarify. When we got to Japan, we were doing stuff in the Marine Corps. We had multiple people who were there tell us, you've got to eat at McDonald's. And we thought they were messing with us. We were like, I think I'd like to try some authentic Japanese food. And they're like, no, you don't understand. You need to eat at McDonald's. And we all went out and we all got cheeseburgers from McDonald's because their beef is all fresher and it's totally different menu. Amazing. What, Chris? No, it wasn't a Royale with cheese, Chris. Yes, I've seen Pulp Fiction, too. It wasn't a Royale with cheese. What's wrong with you? Yes, it was a quarter pounder with cheese. Well, I think that's what it was called, a quarter pounder. I don't know. Look, whatever it was a cheeseburger with meat and cheese and bread and a couple other fixings on it, and it was unbelievable. Highly recommend if you find yourself overseas digging into some McD's. What, Chris? I'm telling you, man, try it. All right, we got to get to some emails first. Let's get serious out here. Look, you know, maybe we should do this. Maybe we should give Marco Rubio, who I've never been a huge fan of, maybe we should give him some props for blasting old Dr. Fauci.
Are we at a point now where American citizens should be allowed to return to their country without testing negative?
You know, I'm not... Thank you for the question. It's an important question. I don't have the answer to that. I mean, we work with our CDC colleagues to continue to examine the feasibility of that and the desirability of that. I think the idea of having an immigration issue mixed with a public health issue for the general population, I think those probably should be separated.
Well, except they're interrelated because they're both involved groups of people entering the United States. One group is citizens of the country entering legally. The other group, frankly, are people that are not entering legally. The group that's not entering legally, even if they test positive, if they're even tested, get to stay. The American citizen can't re-enter their own country until they produce a negative test. And my point is, if we've reached a point in COVID where we no longer need Title 42 as a COVID restriction for illegal entry, why do we still need travel restrictions for American citizens for legal entry into their own country? That's the genesis of the question. That's where I think the link is. It sort of seems to be at odds with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you get at the end. Remember Fauci? Speaking of Black Lives Matter, remember Fauci when them and Antifa were burning down the country? And Fauci gets asked, so you've been complaining about football games and people gathering? Do you have anything to say about the communist street animals burning down American cities? And he was all, blah, no, I don't have anything. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. I owe you Chuck Schumer from earlier.
Not long ago, views like replacement theory were only found in the darkest places in deranged minds. Then they became...
I need to pause this and clarify before I let Chuck go. I'm going to start him over again. White replacement theory or replacement theory... It's a lot more than just the system is kind of against white people now. White replacement theory, actually, I just found this out today. It involves the Jews. I knew you people were up to something, Chris. I know. No, Chris, get this. No, hold on. It's real. I swear. I looked it up. It involves the Jews. I haven't figured out why, but the Jews, they want to bring in a bunch of people that aren't of European descent or something like that to supplant the people who are of European descent. Look, I don't know what you people have going, Chris, but that's what I found out. Chris, dang it. Chris isn't in the know either. Chris, we need more Jews. I need to find out who's in on it. Can we find someone else? All right. Anyway, I'm going to get back to Chuck Schumer, and then we're going to get to emails, and then we're going to get to working from home. I swear I'm going to make it through all this. Before we do that, let's talk about... the greatest night's sleep you'll ever have in your life. Let's talk about MyPillow. You see, he invented the MyPillow. Everyone knows about MyPillow. I'm sure you own a MyPillow by now. If not, go get one. They still have a sale. Just use the code Jesse when you get there. But Mike Lindell's always trying to find out something new, something better. And he came up with Giza Dream Sheets. Giza is the world's best cotton. It's amazing. And, of course, Mike Lindell would get his hands on America's Best Cotton and figure out a way to make sheets out of it. And, wow, they're so comfortable. And they last. My wife used to get so frustrated because we buy soft sheets and they'd be just shredded. And you'd see through them in 6 months because you go through the wash. Not Giza Dream Sheets. Right now, they're 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Jesse. And get Giza Dream Sheets 60% off. Just make sure you use the promo code Jesse or go call 800-845-0544, MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Why is there so much fighting between political pundits on the right? Someone has a question. I'm going to answer that. And we're going to talk about working from home. We're going to talk about a lot of things. First, let's get to this part. Somebody writes in an email and says, "Hi, Jesse. What's up with the infighting in the conservative circle?" And she wants to know, of course, about Dinesh D'Souza, obviously, and Tucker Carlson. I haven't followed any of this. Apparently, they were at odds, but then I found out they made up. You know, I love them both. They're both great people, so they made up, so of course they would. But then she brings up there's infighting between the noon hour radio guys and the other noon hour radio guys. And either way, long story short, she's very, very worried about pundits infighting. And I need to explain something here. One, when it comes to Tucker Carlson, Tucker Carlson is by a mile the most influential figure in politics on either side today. By a mile. You know how you know? Here's the easiest way to know. Whenever Tucker Carlson says anything, both sides love it and hate it, and they use things Tucker Carlson says every single day as some kind of platform to do their show off it. even the land whales on The View.
Let's give a little history about
this. Do please.
Okay, back in World War II period, there was a guy named Father Coughlin. And he was an
I'm already bored. She already goes on to say Tucker Carlson is irrelevant and things, which is hilarious, right? He's the most relevant guy in politics today. So one, whenever you hear somebody complaining about Tucker Carlson or praising Tucker Carlson, and I do admit he's a personal friend of mine, so that's, I have bias in there, but understand that's just a sign that of his success. I don't care whether you love him or hate him. It doesn't matter to me. All that matters is the world, the political world, oftentimes revolves around him. That means he's saying something people care about. That's one. Two, you're mad about the infighting of political pundits. And I just want to clarify something. You've never heard me do that, have you? Have you ever heard me come on and blast away at this guy on the right or this TV host on the right or this radio guy who shares the same time slot as me or this other radio guy or this author? No, I haven't. Why, though? I mean, I'm very adamant about reforming the right and giving us a different, more aggressive, more anti-communist way of thinking. I criticize the right all the time. Why won't I get on here and say, you know that Buck Sexton, which I'd never do because, you know, I love Buck. We're good buddies. But you know that Buck Sexton? He's a worthless scumbag. I don't like what Buck had to say. Now, why won't I do that? Let's set Buck aside. What if it was someone I genuinely disliked? Why don't I do that? Well, couple reasons. One, and this is the most important part, I believe we have to form an anti-communist coalition. You see, very early on in places like the Soviet Union, this really happened in pretty much every place where communism ended up taking over. Communism is never popular, ever, even in the beginning. The Soviet Union, it was 1/4 of the population actually liked communism. In the beginning, that's when it's most popular. That was their most popular time. But how was 25% of the population able to take over the population when 75% of the people clearly disagreed? Well, you can look into it, and what you'll discover is there were all these different groups that had so many overlapping similarities in their values, and they were never able to come together in an anti-communist coalition to stop the communist takeover of their country. I believe in forming a coalition of anti-communists. Now, that doesn't mean we accept every loser rhino. But if you want to be an anti-communist, but you have a different view of that than I do, fine, come on in. Let's just make sure we're anti-communists. We'll work the rest out in the end. That's one reason. Second reason, and this is an important one, and it's probably important you should know this about me. You're never going to hear me do the thing that I've heard virtually every radio guy I've ever listened to do, and that's complain about another radio guy. Why? It's boring. Do you enjoy that? Look, maybe I'm different. Maybe you do enjoy that. Anytime I'm ever listening in the car to one of my favorite radio people, and I hear him start complaining, he's in some fight with some other radio guy, and just calling him names and things like that, I always think to myself two things. I always think, one, this is boring. I don't care about your personal tiff with some other guy across the street. And two, this sounds small. It sounds unprofessional and small. And look, I'm the king of unprofessional, right? But I'm telling you, I always think, are you kidding me? I'm tuning in. I have endless options. And I have to hear you whining about some other guy you clearly don't like for probably jealousy reasons. I can't stand that. Oh, and just as a one-off, and then we'll get to remote work and why I believe a terrible right-wing tyrant is coming, and inflation and Yale and all kinds of things. One final thing on this. Understand that a lot of the pundit-on-pundit fighting you're seeing, almost all of it is jealousy. Look, this is not unique to radio or TV. It's your business, too. How much jealousy do you see in your business? Whatever your business may be. I don't care if you're on a construction site, a law office, the teaching profession. Does jealousy never come into play? Of course it comes into play wherever you work, and this business is no different. Me, I understand that I have no business being here, that I'm poor white trash. I should not have a gigantic radio show, which I have. I don't deserve this at all. And because of that, I don't look around at something someone else has and thinks, oh man, I deserve that. I'm so much better than that guy. It should be mine. I wake up every day and pinch myself that you actually enjoy this enough to keep me employed. I shouldn't even be here. So that's why you don't see me do it. All right, enough of that. There's a headline out, and I'm going to say some things that are almost undoubtedly going to be very, very offensive to many of you. Nevertheless, they're going to be true. You're going to roll your eyes and tell me and I'm an idiot and tell me I'm old-fashioned, but it's true. The headline is this: why remote workers are at risk of getting axed first in a tech downturn. Let's talk about it.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a... Is it a Tuesday already, Chris? I feel like the week's already flown by. What? Don't roll your eyes like that. We can have a positive attitude like I do at all times. Chris, maybe you haven't heard.
You know, freedom is not free.
It's not free. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, if you want. Now let's have a chat before we get to inflation and why we should burn down America's university system. The headline is why remote workers are at risk of getting axed first in the tech downturn. And I should probably clarify one thing right out of the gates before I go into this, because I realize the show's growing and we love that. But this is not, it's important for you to know, this is not your mommy's show. This is your daddy's show. Your daddy is me. And I, your daddy, I don't give a crap if something I say offends you. So believe me, you're welcome to email in. Jesse, I work from home and I'm offended, but you should understand, I don't care. All right, I don't care. There's a great rule in life. I've always found it to be very helpful. And what is that rule? If it doesn't apply to you, don't apply it to you. It's a great rule to help your own personal happiness. That said, let us talk about this. I understand that this is the technological age. Everybody, Chris and Michael, like to ride me about how terrible I am at technology, but I at least am adult enough to acknowledge it's the technology today is absurd. It's just stupid, the stuff they're able to do. It's awesome. I meant stupid cool, actually. It's amazing, the things they're able to do. When you combine that with the pandemic response, which was insane and idiotic, we have a society now, we have an economy that is much more work from home than it ever has been before. And some companies, I believe this is a huge mistake, but some companies are actually moving to mainly work from home. Companies are looking at this as a bottom line thing. Hey, we don't have to pay the rent. We can just start leaving this guy home and this girl home, and we'll do a Zoom call and everything will be fine. So I understand that. Again, I think that's a huge mistake because people, their flesh and blood, God hasn't changed the way people are made. People need interpersonal interaction in their lives. I think this is actually going to end up hurting the economy rather than help it. But all that aside, let's forget about people in general. Let's talk about you. Maybe you're in one of these jobs where you actually have an option, because there's a lot of those now, where you could go into work or you could stay home. And again, don't write me and say, I've got a new baby, I'm breastfeeding. Lady, I ain't talking about you then. Let's say you have the option right now and the boss leaves it up to you. Braden, you can stay home, work from home, totally fine. We're a very kind company. Or Braden, you can come into work. And you look at that as a huge win because, hey, I mean, I can wake up a little later and there's no need to throw on the ironed khakis. I don't have to struggle with traffic. I don't have to deal with all the headaches of the office. I don't have to deal with Tina, who's in the office next door, always complaining about how hard, you're thinking to yourself, wow, working from home allows me to avoid all the troubles that come with working into the office, with going into the office. You're making a tremendous, tremendous mistake if you make that decision. And here's why. You want to know why, like this article says, the remote workers are going to get fired first? Because right back to something I just got done saying, human beings do not change. And I know that there's this belief out there that you can just Zoom call your way through a career. That's not true. And me? Because I don't like events and things like that. I'm not some king networker. I wish that was true. I wish people were robots and didn't need personal attention and love and little mini interactions that matter. But people do. People need them. They have to have them. Your boss, it's important you do accidentally run into him and have a quick cup of coffee in the kitchen and discuss little Muffy, your dog, and why he got sick. And your boss says, oh, I'm sorry about Muffy. I've got the same looking dog and his name's Puffy and he got sick. Maybe we should share veterinary recommendations and things like that. That little mini interaction about Puffy and Muffy in the kitchen, it can be the difference, and oftentimes is, between you getting that next promotion to manager and Braden sitting at home in his underwear not getting that promotion to manager. When it's Friday and it's 3 o'clock and you're all getting ready to get out of there and you want out and your boss comes by and he says, hey, Bob, you golf? Man, I'm done for the week. I got my clubs. I don't know if you golf. If you golf, Let's go play nine, all right? That may be a complete change in your career, playing nine holes with your boss on a Friday afternoon on a whim. And guess who didn't get that offer? The boss didn't Zoom call all the employees to make sure Braden feels included at the house. Young people, especially, again, I'm not talking to older, successful people who know what's what. Young people, I know it sucks. I know it's not near as nice as working from home. Believe me, I know, I get it. I'm not saying otherwise. Get up early, get a shower, clean yourself up, get in your car and drag yourself into the miserable office for stale donuts and annoying Tina in the office next door. Why? Not because you're just that loyal of a servant to the company. Not because I want you to be just some cog in the corporate wheel. But because it might very well end up changing the trajectory of your life if you do so. Do the things Braden won't do sitting at home, because the boss, if he's worth anything, will remember those things come promotion time. Trust me on that. There. I'm off my soapbox. I just wanted to say it again. Again, you're welcome to email. I don't care if you're offended, but you're welcome to email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, my father was a Marine at Iwo Jima. In case you missed it, I talked a little bit about Iwo Jima and the cave system and stuff yesterday on the show. We did a little history as we do from time to time. Anyway, he said, you are right about the caves. He always said the worst part of the battle was sitting on the boats for a month and a half while the Navy guns pounded the hell out of the island. Says I can use his name. His name is Gene. Yeah, look, we forget about that sometimes. The waiting. What's that song? Is it, that's Tom Petty, isn't it? The waiting's the hardest part, Chris. No big deal. Hey, look, I just did that live. All right. What, Chris? I did it live. The waiting is often the hardest part. We think about these guys like at Normandy or these brave Marines and Army guys who storm these islands in the Pacific of World War II, and we think about the brave things they did on the island. Think what it would be like if you've been through a battle or two and you know how horrible it's going to be to fight the Japanese. Think for a moment how horrible it would be to sit there and know another one of those fights is coming and you can't do anything but sit and watch explosions for a month. How do you sleep? The last island you just left, a Japanese soldier jumped in the fighting hole with you and sliced your buddy's throat while you guys were sleeping at night. You barely fought him off. You're about to have to go on that island and do that again. How do you sleep for a month while you watch the Navy bombard the island? How do you get even a moment of sleep? All right, that is enough of that. We're going to talk about, gosh, the show's almost over. Chris, is there only one left? Oh, dang it. All right, we have to talk about inflation and burning down America's university system. Maybe some headlines. Dang, hang on.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. That's crazy, but don't worry, we're going to be back on Wednesday, and you know what we're going to do tomorrow? Oh, I have no idea, I just thought, look, it's important you put that out there sometimes. I don't have a plan per se. We're going to show up and we're going to have fun. I will tell you this, Chris, don't let me forget, I may even lead the show with this tomorrow. I have always believed, I've talked about this a little bit before, I believe there is a vicious, violent right-wing, not left-wing for once, right-wing dictator coming to the United States of America. No, not tomorrow. I'm not doing some crazy conspiracy theory, but I believe it's coming. I will tell you why tomorrow, all right? And also, remember, fellas, actually, you know what, and ladies, I've told you before about Chalk, C-H-A-Q, and when I talk about it, I talk about the guys, how there's a male vitality stack. We're talking boosting your testosterone naturally by 20% in 90 days, natural herbal supplements. And I overlooked the fact there's a female vitality stack too for ladies to make you healthier and more ready. Chalk.com, patriots, not chemical medical filth in your body. U.S. manufacturing, natural herbal supplements. Go to choq.com, choq.com, chalk.com. The promo code Jesse gets you 35% off everything in the store, store-wide. My wife geeks out on there. They even have these dark chocolate things she puts in the smoothies. Look, it's a health food. It's a health nuts guide to getting better. choq.com, code Jesse. 35% off. All right, let's address this real quick. An inflation conspiracy theory infecting the Democratic Party. They're calling it greedflation. You're seeing a lot of this. Elizabeth Warren's out there saying that, look, the reason we have inflation is they're price gouging, profiteering. Remember that Jean-Pierre, that idiot, the new press secretary, tried to say the same thing yesterday during the press conference.
How does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example, and to support basic collective bargaining rights as well, right? That's also important. But look, it is, you know, without having a fair tax code, which is what I'm talking about, then manufacturing workers, cops, you know, it's not fair for them to have to pay higher taxes.
Okay, so she has no idea what she's talking about, and you're talking about taxes and what's happening. What's happening is exactly what I've told you is going to continue happening. Inflation is here. I know that's not exactly a shock to you. You're like, inflation is here. Inflation is going to get worse. Again, it's not my job to lie to you. Inflation is going to get worse. And it's not just that these people have no plan to deal with inflation. One, it's that there may not be a good plan to deal with inflation. Remember, there may not be a good plan to deal with it. Inflation came when we stopped an economy and printed trillions of dollars. Now, we're all just living through the nuclear fallout, baby. The bomb already dropped. You can't unbomb it. That's where we're at now. And this is the most important thing to take from it, they don't have any intention of trying to stop inflation. They don't want to stop inflation. The Democratic Party, especially as it currently stands, now it's the Communist Party, they're trying to burn down the United States of America. They have been for quite some time. Why do you think all their policies are so despicable? A wide open border, unlimited abortion, high taxes, high spending. Why do you think all their policies miraculously are destructive to the country? It's not a miracle. The destruction is intentional. And finally, I wanted to get to this before I get to hopefully one or two headlines here. Unrelenting daily confrontation. This is from the Free Beacon. After the Roe leak, that's the Roe versus Wade thing, abortion, you know, getting overturned, Yale law students call for ostracizing conservative classmates and tossing out the Constitution. What is the one thing I have said over and over and over again, the most practical, direct thing you could do to save the United States of America? Take the top 50 universities in this country, fire every single person, empty out the buildings, and raise the buildings to the ground. Why? It's not just that America's education system is disgusting and communist and evil. It's that our top universities are disgusting and communist and evil. And look, all things aren't equal. As much as I like to joke about being an uneducated idiot who went to community college, I mean, that's what I am. I'm an uneducated idiot who went to community college. And if Pima Community College, the Harvard of the West, Chris, but if Pima Community College turns out to be a communist factory, and I'm sure it probably is, I mean, it sucks. It's not good, but it's not nearly as big of a deal as if Harvard or Yale becomes a communist factory, because the people who graduate from Harvard and Yale, definitely Harvard Law and Yale Law and things like that, the people who graduate from that, they go on to lead our society. Today, we're dealing with Yale law students who want to throw out the Constitution and unlimitedly murder children in the country. Ha, 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 look at those crazy college kids. They're so stupid. The problem is every single one of those Yale law students who wants to do that, they'll be judges. They'll be high-powered lawyers. How many of these Yale law students today will be Supreme Court picks? 30 years from now, 20 years from now, more than you want to think about. I promise you that.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Michigan baby formula plant owner reaches a deal to restart production. Man, reaches a deal with who? Gosh, that must be terrible. That whoever was holding this plant up and causing this baby formula shortage, they better be ashamed of themselves. Hang on, let me look into it. Oh, the U.S. Department of Justice. Huh, how about that? Florida is making students sit through 45 minutes on the horrors of communism. What? How? We're going to... What? How are these kids supposed to grow up and be proper communists if we stop teaching them every single day about the evils of America and how bad slavery was and the genocide of Native Americans, and we actually take a moment to teach them about the most murderous religion in the history of religion in the history of the planet, communism? How dare they? Gosh, Florida continues to lay out the blueprint for turning this country around. I will tell you that much. All right. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, all are welcome. If you're offended, you're welcome to tell me. I won't care, but you're welcome to tell me. And if you missed the show, any part of it, the whole thing is available on iHeart, Google, Spotify. I don't know why I threw that in. It just felt right. And iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating, leave a review talking about how handsome I am. Why are we going to have a vicious, violent, right-wing dictator in this country? You have to wait till tomorrow to find out. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.